The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Yesterday, I was so afraid in this building. We're on like the 19th floor, okay? And there's these booms happening. Power goes out. I think we're under attack. And you won't believe the way somebody in this studio handled the entire situation. Good morning. It's Dana Cortez. So I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
It's my husband Otto over here. And I'm not exaggerating. Everybody in the building was like, let's get out of here. There's booms going on. The power's out. Flickering lights. Elevator doesn't want to work. I start to get frightened. All of us go downstairs and Otto goes to get a burrito.
Yeah.
Goes to get a burrito.
And then the funny part is when it first went down, one key thing you forgot. One, I said he didn't even take you downstairs. He just left without you.
No, he didn't. He left without me.
But I guess that's like co-worker rules, not wife rules.
I said, hey, let's go downstairs. You said, I'm going to go do this. And I said, I'm going to go get a burrito.
I didn't hear him say that. All I know is when I called him and I said, hey, everybody's freaked out. Where are you? I'm in line getting a burrito. I thought, that's how you handle a crisis?
Which actually was probably more of the smarter thing because it wasn't a crisis.
It wasn't a crisis, and I was full after.
Yeah.
No, the worst part is Jesse Watt, our producer behind the scenes. I didn't know where she was. I don't even care. I'm leaving. We just left Jesse. We just left Jesse behind. I feel so bad.
But it all turns out that the big booming noise was just bass. It was the bass speakers that were in the studio, and they were glitching because of the power. That's what
I literally didn't know that till right now.
That was what the big booming noise was.
Well, it was scary.
Well, I think along with the flickering lights and the elevator going out, yeah, that was
well,
a lot.
It wasn't flickering lights, the whole power.
So wait, hold on, Automatic. Were you saying you were afraid of it, and then your nervous reaction was to go buy a burrito?
No, I wasn't afraid. I figured
Otto.
Hold on. I'm not the guy who sticks around for the scary movie ending. I'm sorry. No.
I learned that. You're not the guy who sticks around and helps
for
or does
anything.
No.
Gone, dude.
If I say, hey, let's go, and you don't want to go, that's your call, not my call.
But I'm your wife. You should have picked me
I
up.
Told you three times, hey, I'm going downstairs.
Like
you just
want to
yap, 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 yap. And I'm like, I'm not going to yap. I'm going
but
downstairs.
But you didn't even leave the building.
I know. Because I realized it wasn't that big a deal.
Yeah, I did. Once we got down to the first floor and everyone was having a normal day, I felt like an idiot.
Security guards were like, what are you guys talking about?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
The power went out.
Yeah, dude. I didn't really get nervous, though, until our OG engineer, Andy, great guy, he got a little nervous. And he was like, what's going on? Let's get downstairs.
Because of the bass.
Anytime I seen an elderly white man get nervous, I run,
time,
too.
Right, Anthony?
All right, it's like, oh, let's go. This reminds me of a tornado experience.
Yeah, with the tornado drills. Gosh, that reminded me. I used to hate those in school.
Oh, my God.
I'm scared.
I'm from a land where there's not any tornadoes. So the first time I experienced the sky changing and everything like that, I was so shook. And then
that's
the girl
scary.
I was staying with at the time, she just looks up and she was used to it. And she just looks around and she goes, oh, don't worry. The alarm hasn't went off yet. I was like, what? No.
There's no siren. You're good.
Yeah, every time
you're
I'm
good.
In a moment of crisis, the person I'm with is just nonchalant and it aggravates me.
I remember as
don't
like
worry
a third-
about it or going to get a burrito.
I remember as like a third grader, they would have those drills in Minnesota and they would tell us to get under the desk. And even as a third grader, I was like, if a tornado comes, this desk isn't going to do anything for me.
Nothing for you.
Nope.
All right, so what do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
It is World Rock Paper, Scissors Day.
Oh, let's play. Let's play.
All right.
Okay,
you
who's going to do it?
Otto. Here we go.
Okay, here we go.
One, two, three.
Oh, my God. Y'all don't even know how to play.
You don't even know how to play, do you?
I don't.
Yeah, what was that? What was that? That was that. Like, I'm glad no one could see that. That's what I'm glad. That nobody got to see that.
We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
My heart is aching for the people who lost their lives in Austin. The suspect at the Target shooting that killed three people has been identified. The police department say his name is Ethan Nineker, 32 years old. He was arrested a few hours after all of this took place. The man, not only did he take the life of a Target employee, who his name is Hector Martinez Machuca, he also took the life of a 65-year-old grandfather, Adam Chow, his wife, and their 4-year-old granddaughter. These were all random acts. The man has suffered from schizophrenia for a very long time. He's had multiple issues happen in his past. And police actually addressed this and also his state of mind. Take a listen. This is courtesy of Fox.
He said that he was Jesus, and there was really no reason whatsoever given. It was a completely random choosing of the victims.
APD said he has two previous mental health reports with them.
This man had some serious issues, and I think about the systems that failed in a way as we move forward. We're looking at this background.
We talk about this a lot, like why are people on the streets, and why are people who have faced multiple charges and committed crimes still out there? And unfortunately, when you suffer from mental illness or addiction,
there's nowhere to take them anymore.
There's nowhere to take them anymore. People have to sign themselves in. This is something that started in the 80s. We have to go way back. And the reason I know this is because my grandmother suffered from schizophrenia. And although she never did anything like this, she did at times take out her gun and threaten people, and it was loaded. And sometimes she would shoot the gun.
This guy thought he was Jesus.
He said that he was Jesus, and there was really no reason whatsoever given. It was a completely random choosing of the victims.
I got chills when I heard that, because in that man's mind, everything that he's acting out is real, right? Because he's psychologically ill. My hope is we can just get people like this who are suffering from this kind of mental illness that leads to violence off of the streets. I want to feel safe.
And that's why I like the care court.
Explain what that is, Autumn.
In California, they now have care court where they're taking mentally ill people off the street, and they're held basically.
They're institutionalizing
them. Yes, just like they did in the 70s and 80s. And I do realize that they got rid of it because it was not humane the way they were holding these people, but we're in a different time. There's a lot more transparency at this point. I feel like there's a humane way to do this, because you have situations like this where there's a guy who thinks he's Jesus and walks into a Target with a gun, and we don't need those people on the streets. We need to take those people off the streets.
And now Hector Martinez Machuca, this young man, his family is suffering. I also want to, of course, mention again, Adam Chow and his wife and their 4-year-old granddaughter. That family is suffering, and those are the people I want to think about right now. More so than anything, sending them our positive energy.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I've got the scoop on Taylor Swift's wedding ring.
Oh, whoa.
I've got the scoop on the engagement ring. Taylor Swift is engaged. It all happened yesterday, and she sucked the air out of everything. Rightfully so. I've been saying it over and over again. This is the man she's going to marry. This is the man she's going to marry. Not because of the way that she treats him, but because of the way that he treats her.
Oh.
There was this mutual respect. He supports her. He's not treating her like a secret, where some men were like, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to. Because I feel like they felt threatened by her. And for Travis, he was like, this is my lady. I love who she is. I love what she does. And I'm going to get on stage with her, and I'm going to support her, and I'm going to be her biggest cheerleader. I mean, his dad just said, this is what makes her happy. It's Taylor Swift. You know, so now they're engaged.
So give us the skinny on the ring.
Okay, so this ring, first of all, is beautiful. Your English teacher and your gym teacher are getting married. We know that. The ring is 8 carats. Huge. It is an old mine, brilliant cut diamond set on a gold band. So this specific historic cut dates back from the early 18th century.
Oh.
I know. So Travis put some thought into this.
That's definitely not a PE teacher salary.
No.
not a gym teacher right there.
And it's a square with rounded corners. Mm. So it's very different when you look at it.
Do you have any idea how much it costs?
Close to $1 million. It could be, you know, it could be $1 million or more. It depends on exactly how
clean the diamond is. Is that too small of an amount for somebody like Taylor Swift, who's a multi-billionaire?
See, that's what you don't get.
Yeah, I don't think the amount matters with this situation.
It's not about the amount. It's about the thought. Think about what I'm saying about the uniqueness of this ring. It's like Taylor, the uniqueness of something like this, the fact that he put all of this thought into it. It's absolutely beautiful. It's about 8 carats, F color, and VS1 clarity. And like I said, it could be $1 million. It could be more. It just depends. We don't exactly know.
Do you know what jeweler he got it from?
Yeah, so I do have the name of the jeweler. It was designed by Kendrick Lubeck of Artifacts Fine Jewelry.
Where's that at?
Page 6. In a tax bracket we cannot afford. That's where that is, DJ Automatic. I'm so happy for her. The amount of people who criticize her, and she just takes it and keeps moving and getting bigger and bigger. The support she has for women, the support she's had for other artists. I've been thinking about it. Who's going to perform at their wedding? I'm going to tell you right now, Kendrick Lamar is going to pull up and do something.
Oh, sure.
Nice.
100% Man, Kendrick will be there.
She had the, like, she has the raw for her album ready to go. Now she's got her engagement ready to go. I can't wait till she announces that she's going to perform on the Super Bowl, because that's coming next.
You think she's doing a halftime show?
Oh, yeah. It's that's what's coming next.
Yeah, that's a win-win for everybody. It's a win-win for the NFL and Taylor Swift as well.
Oh, ratings are going to be through the roof.
What if they have the ceremony at halftime?
What if she gets pregnant and has a baby next year at halftime?
As long as the Chiefs don't win the Super Bowl, I'm good with it.
Why? You don't want her fiancé to win?
Hell no, bro. Look at Dallas Cowboy fans don't ever know what's going on. I'm a Raiders fan.
Everybody's sick of the Chiefs, winning.
You know what? You're right. It's time for... You know what? This is actually the Dallas Cowboys year. We're taking the Super Bowl this year.
If there ever was a year,
Taylor.
This is not the one.
Sorry, Taylor.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Lil Nas X got out of jail yesterday. He's facing 3 felonies. How much did he pay for that bond? I will break everything down, why he was arrested and all of that, after we get celebrity birthdays, Anthony A.
Yes, we have Mario celebrating his birthday, Rod Wave, and Aaron Paul.
Okay, so Lil Nas X is facing 4 felonies, actually, including 3 felony counts of battery with injury on a police officer.
What?
The bond to get out was $75,000. He's been in jail for a few days.
There must have been more that happened after that video that I saw.
The video is much longer than what we saw. So he was in underwear and boots. And by the time police arrived, he was completely nude and pretty much inebriated beyond. I mean, you couldn't really even understand the man. Police tried to detain him, and he lunged at 3 officers. They were all injured. Now, if you don't know this, Lil Nas X is a very big person. How tall would you say he is?
He's over like probably like 6'3".
At least, 6'2", right? 6'3".
But he's solid, like
solid
muscle.
Solid dude, yeah. This is the moment that I think it's right after police had to tase him. And if you listen closely, you can hear that they do say he remained conscious.
1540, they're requesting for a use of force.
Roger. 1-10, a backup on my screen.
1521, Roger.
1583, get RA for a male, approximately 40 years of age.
You guys know what?
Conscious and breathing.
That's the part, conscious and breathing, because they did have to tase him. It took 3 officers to, hold him down. And
so Lil Nas X beat up a cop?
I don't know if he beat anybody up, but he hurt 3 police officers.
Yeah,
yes.
He hurt them, and they got physical. And I hope the officer's okay, and I hope they fully recover. And
hope he's okay, right? He seems like a nice person. Like, you can get caught up in some stuff. I don't know what happened. Maybe somebody spiked a drink. We don't really even know if he had a breakdown or if there were drugs involved. Here is his attorney talking to the judge about wanting him to be released on his own recognizance. Now, of course, that didn't happen. He's out, but he had to pay the $75,000. Here, listen.
Nothing like this has ever happened to him, Your Honor.
Has he ever involved himself in drugs that were burned?
He has not, Your Honor. I actually know of no evidence that drugs were involved in this.
Police report said he was sent to the hospital as a possible overdose.
That's correct, Your Honor, but we just don't know whether that was actually factually accurate or just some officer's hunch.
So I don't think that they found any, evidence that he was on drugs. We don't know. We really don't know. What if he had some kind of breakdown?
I'm sure if he went to the hospital, there's going to be some kind of toxicology report that'll come out.
Well, that's done immediately, though, Otto. That's why I'm like, what's really happening here?
One thing that's going to really happen is if he did do this, he probably is going to go to jail. You can't assault an officer and not go to jail for the most part.
First offense, I don't know. There could be some psychological issues. But the most important thing, I know Lil Nas X is going to be mad about this.
For a male, approximately 40 years of age.
40? The man is 26. 40? Do you know how much Lil Nas X cares about the way he looks? 40? What are you talking
about? That's the only
thing
he's going to be outraged about.
That's the only thing I was outraged about. I was like, wait a minute. He doesn't look 40. I saw the pictures of him.
Maybe that night he did. Who knows? I don't know.
I don't know. All right. Hopefully he's okay. And I hope the officers are okay and recovering as well. Download the Dana Cortez Show podcast on demand wherever you stream podcasts. More radio right now. Turn it up and we'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Soup and bowls coming together in food news. Otto's got all the details. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
Okay, for $65,000 a year, you can have your kids attend a private school with no teachers. Huh? It's all AI, and they go to school for 2 hours a day.
Ooh. And it's how much?
$65,000 a year. It's Alpha School. It's a new private school in Northern Virginia. Students just study for 2 hours. It's adaptive apps, personalized lessons, lesson plans, no humans.
Sounds like a scam to me.
I mean, I think it might be where school's going. I mean, I would almost say that's probably better than some homeschooling situations.
I wonder who has $65,000 a year to pay for their kids to go to school.
That's the part that I don't get, because if the AI is not a person, you're not having to pay them. And you, I mean, I get AI on my phone for $12 a month. Why is it $65,000 a year?
I don't know. We'll have to see. It kind of sounds like that Kanye West school. That didn't work out very well, did it? What do we have for food news, DJ Automatic?
Campbell's Soup has teamed up with PBR to release two brand new soups, and they're going to be available at Walmart and Walmart only.
What kind of soup?
There's the beer cheese with potatoes and chorizo. So, and then there's the beer chili with beans.
Okay, beer chili with beans. That sounds all right. I don't know about the chorizo soup.
I'll try them for everybody, okay?
Yeah, go ahead. You're all on your own on that. I'm good.
You don't like PBR?
No, PBR.
I like PBR, yeah.
Nah, but I don't like choro. That sounds gross.
I'm not even going to translate that. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, it is National Just Because Day. So do something positive. Just don't get arrested.
Go get some soup and beer just because.
I was going to say send just because flowers.
Oh, there it is.
Tell me you love her just because. How about send a text that says, I love you. Thank you for all you do just because.
There it is. Yeah. Just, you know what? Ask him about his upcoming fantasy draft just because.
There you go.
You want to see him light up a little bit.
That's been heavy on my mind lately.
Otto, where's your trophy?
Oh, yeah.
Still hasn't been shipped to me yet.
When are you getting it?
You'd have to ask Ocho that.
The last champ?
Yeah.
Won't let it go.
All right, and we'll wrap it up on World Rock, Paper, Scissors Day.
Okay, now we tried to play earlier and we didn't get it, but we've since learned how. Anthony, will you be the judge?
Yes. So Otto, it's Rock, Paper, Scissors, Shoot, and I will do the play-by-play for the people who can't see this.
What are we playing for? You have to put the toilet seat down. That's what I want.
All day.
What do you want?
You know what I want.
Oh, ready? Here we go.
Here we go. Are you ready?
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Ooh. Oh, tie.
We have a double tie. Oh, double scissors here. Double scissors here. Love to see that.
All right, here we go.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. We got double rocks now.
Okay.
They think alike. All right, here we go. Final draw.
All right.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Paper. Whoa.
You know what this proves? We've been married too long.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A little earlier today, we were talking about me actually being kind of rude to my sister-in-law, Sister Matic. And DJ Matic, you got pushback from her too, because I said, you need to be doing this for retirement and you should do this. And she said, hold up, dual income household. I'm a single mom. And then I was reminded of myself as a single mom and the struggles, but I did accomplish a lot and I want to shout her out real quick.
Oh,
she's
nice.
A homeowner.
Yeah.
She is a doctor. She works for herself. She's raised her son to be an incredible young man and she's accomplished a lot. It is possible to do wonderful things even if you don't have a partner, and she's a beautiful person in general too.
And
it's hard.
A business owner too.
Yeah. Yeah. And don't get me wrong. She does struggle. She was reminding us, you know, by saying, hey, don't push me too hard. She has been so successful. I mean, I bought my house, my first home, when I was a single mom. Thank goodness my mom was able to co-sign for me, because that investment has allowed me to be a homeowner since then. So you can accomplish a lot of things being single.
And I think sometimes the how lucky a person is or how valuable it is to find a counterpart just goes unnoticed or is undervalued, because it's really hard. So a lot of times, a lot of us out here in life are by ourselves, and it's a blessing, and you have to operate with happiness within yourself, because you may never have a partner. It may just never be in your deck to have a partner or have somebody for you. So you have to learn how to operate and move gracefully through life solo.
Or maybe it's not going to happen on the timeline the timeline everybody expects. My mom didn't get married, Anthony, till her late 40s.
Some people don't get married.
Yeah,
some people don't.
Yeah.
It just doesn't happen. And you live life and love it. I mean, think about it. You got to go to the movies by yourself. Have you ever done that?
Are you speaking in first person, Anthony?
I am. And I encouraged one of my good friends. It's her birthday weekend. I was like, go to the movies by yourself. She wanted to see this movie. Nobody wanted to go with her. She went by herself and she loved it because she was able to fall asleep in the movie without judgment.
Plus, you're not talking to anybody in the movie theater anyways. It's not that big a deal to go to a movie by yourself.
Oh, Automatic, I completely disagree.
It is a big deal to go to the movies by yourself because other people judge you when they see you alone at the movie theater.
Anthony, it's true. Yeah. Or sitting alone at a restaurant. I'm guilty. Oh, that poor woman or that poor guy. They're by themselves. They don't have someone. You judge people and you shouldn't worry about that kind of thing, because if you're good with it, who cares what anybody else thinks?
That's the point. And the other thing is, you have this little thing called your phone, and you're never really alone when you have this thing.
No. Don't use that as a way to escape the reality. You're living your life in a beautiful way, like Anthony just said. You can sit up and look around and enjoy life and not worry about hiding or whatever the case is. So let's just say you don't have somebody right now. So you're good with yourself.
Yep.
That's what I'm trying to say. Like, you can accomplish a lot of things even if you're single.
There it is, dude. Chipotle has benches facing the window for people like us.
Love is that life. What they're for?
Yeah, that's what they're for.
You don't have to be judged and look at people.
For the lonely guy who doesn't have anyone else to eat with.
No, automatic.
For the self-fulfilled man who don't need nobody in his life. That table's for us.
You're
and the
judging.
Ladies.
You said lonely guy.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.